You're listening to TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. Today, I'm very excited about today's show. We have Irony Singleton. He plays T-Dog on one of my favorite shows, The Walking Dead, on AMC. And it's a hit zombie show. If you haven't seen it, I don't know who you are if you haven't seen it. And this season, which is the second season, the people on the show, including T-Dog and the others, are more afraid, or should be more afraid, of human beings than the zombies that they're trying to stay away from. Let's introduce a clip first.
Days looking for that poor girl, and we're here. Why? Because they think we're the weakest. Well, what are you, 7? 64. I'm the one black guy. I realize how precarious that makes my situation.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about 2 good old boy cowboy sheriffs and a redneck whose brother cut off his own hand because I dropped a key. Who in this scenario you think is going to be first to get lynched? You can't be serious.
Am I missing something?
And that was a clip from the, I think, second episode or so from the second season, and introducing, you know, our wonderful guest, Irony Singleton. How are you?
Wow. Hello. Who was that? That was powerful. Who was that?
This amazing actor who's on The Walking Dead.
Wow. I need to check that guy out.
I know.
No.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. Hello,
thanks for
everybody.
Doing the show. You are so awesome. So let's talk about that clip. I know it's not the most recent, but it's one of my favorites from this season. And you had a fever, right? Because you had been injured while trying to get away from a herd of zombies. And it's sort of the side effect of that injury. You had a fever, and you were sort of not going mad, but is that pretty accurate, going mad?
Delusional.
Mm-hmm.
I think mad is maybe 2 levels away from delusional.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we were on that path. Yeah, I would say I was quite delusional at the time,
mm-hmm.
thinking outside of my mind.
Mm-hmm. And so when you got the script, were you like, oh, good, this is, I get to show, you know, my acting abilities and work my chops.
Now, you know what, Makisha? Not at first, because I said, oh, my goodness, I cut myself. Uh-oh, he don't cut himself. What's going to happen next? Because in my logical way of thinking, I'm like, okay, after a cut comes a bite, maybe?
Right, because they'll smell the blood, is what I thought. I was like, oh,
right.
God, he's the only black man on the show, and now.
Right. Right. I said, uh-oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Black man's gone.
Uh-oh.
No, so I had to skip ahead. I jumped ahead. I jumped to the back of the script.
Good.
And took it from the back and worked my way forward and to find out if he survived.
Okay.
And once I found out he survived, then I relaxed a bit more and I was able to enjoy it for what it was. And and then I said, wow, this is something to sink my teeth into.
Mm-hmm.
I have some meat to chew here. So, and I was excited about that.
Okay, we joke, but is that sort of, I mean, not to overhype the race aspect, but
right.
we've seen these horror movies. We know it doesn't always end well for the black people in the movies. This is a show you guys have way more time, but is that sort of a concern when you're like, I'm the only black man on the show. Are they going to kill me?
Early on, I was thinking, because when I first started, I was slated to do 2 episodes.
Oh, wow.
And now 2 episodes have turned into
2 seasons. Yeah, that's fantastic.
So, and now I've had time to kind of get the lay of the land,
mm-hmm.
to develop these relationships. And, you know, that's not much of a concern of mine.
Good.
I thought that the show might go the stereotypical route early on, but after having a conversation with Glenn Mazzara, the showrunner, you know, he reassured me that, you know, that's not the case. And they're just looking to make the best possible show for the fans, so for the people to enjoy. And if it makes sense to take T-Dog out of the equation, then, you know, T-Dog would be taken out, or any other character, because nobody is safe in this show.
Right.
This is an apocalyptic world, and I just appreciate the fact that they're approaching it from that angle, as opposed to saying, okay, well, we want to put some color in here for the moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
exactly.
then, all right, bye-bye. So it's not that at all.
Now, are we supposed to believe, are you the last black man on Earth? And if so, what's that feel like?
I don't think I'm the last black man on Earth because Morgan is still alive.
Okay.
Remember from
right.
the first episode.
Right. Okay, good. I was hoping they would bring him back, him and his son.
Yeah. And so we have another black man and a little black boy. So we know we have at least three black people.
That's true. My husband said I had to ask you that. He was right. I was like,
what'd you say?
My husband was like, you got to ask him that question. And I was like, yes, I have to ask.
I don't give that much thought, because right now I'm thinking, like, in this apocalyptic world, it's like we're all trying to survive here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've bonded, you know, we've developed this bond. And I think that comes from the bond we've developed off screen. And I think it carries over to in front of the camera. So when in this world, we're trying to survive. And it's one of those situations where race is not a factor.
Right.
You know, I think that T-Dog, he wasn't speaking accurately. I think he was more so, like I said, with delusional talk.
Right.
And not his personal feelings, his true personal feelings. We just want to live, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to do whatever it takes to survive.
Mm-hmm. Do people recognize you on the street now that the show is a hit?
Yes. Oh, yes. My goodness. These people are bananas. These people are the fans that are insane about this show. And I'm so very thankful to have them in my corner.
Yeah.
And these days I get a lot of, we need more of you, T-Dog.
We do.
More of you. We want more action from you. Where do you
yeah.
get more action in? Glenn Mazzara put him at ease on Twitter.
Oh, good.
And he said, well, you just continue to tune in. And, you know, you'll get more of T-Dog, especially if I live.
Exactly.
Can't help but to give, you know, get more of me.
Did you think going in that this show was going to be that big of a hit? I know you mentioned that you were initially going to be on just two episodes, but reading the script, were you like, this is going to be a hit, or were you like, we'll just see, or what was your...
I knew the writing was great.
Yeah.
The writing was fantastic, but it was something new, it was different, and it was really good writing. And I knew that Frank Darabont was behind it, and Gail Ann Hurd was behind it also.
Mm-hmm.
They're two, you know, geniuses in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
And found out later on that the comic book had a major following, Robert Kirkman's comic book, The Walking Dead,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't know anything about beforehand, and then found out that it had a major following. And I said, the possibility to be good is there, but to be phenomenal, I didn't even think that far ahead. I wasn't even thinking like that. I said, well, you know, I only have two episodes. I wasn't even thinking like that. But Keisha, I said, I'll do my two episodes, and I'm out of there, and I'll move on to the next project. I had no idea I would be here 2 years later.
That's awesome. Now, what do you think of criticism? People are saying that Frank Darabont had one philosophy or one sort of strategy for moving the show forward, and now Glenn Mazzara and Robert Kirkman are over, and they sort of, I mean, they're different. They're different people. They're, you know, maybe their ideologies are different. What do you think of people saying that the show's different or slower now? Or,
well, excuse me. Well, everybody has their opinion, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
opinions are like, you know what? Everybody has one. But, you know, Frank Darabont, I mean, was a major loss. But at the same time, Glenn Mazzara was Frank's right-hand man.
Right.
So Glenn Mazzara, you know, had a taste of Frank's philosophy, and they were on the same page, obviously, or they wouldn't have lasted, you know, for a whole season and a half together, I would say, because, you know, they did the entire season one together, and then came on, and Frank was responsible for doing at least four, maybe five or six of the scripts for the second season.
Oh, okay.
And Glenn Mazzara was on board with that.
Okay.
So they were on pretty much on page until you know, until the unfortunate incident of him being let go or fired or, you know, what
right.
that whole situation was. But I don't think it changed anything. I think that the purpose was to pull people on board with a lot of action, excitement the first season, then the second season, start to develop the characters. And I think everybody was on board with that.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I can't, as far as people's opinions are concerned, I can't speak on that because, you know, people are going to always say what they say, think they think. But until, you know, they can say that they were in the office, and listen to what transpired between, you know, the big deck, then I don't think that whatever they say is valid, you know?
Right. Two last questions, and then we got to wrap it up, I guess. And so, do you watch the show with your wife and kids at all? What do they think of T-Dog?
With my wife. My kids, no. My wife loves the show. She's not a sci-fi fanatic or horror fanatic at all. I wasn't into that stuff because I thought I was traumatized as a kid from watching too much scary stuff. Now, my 14-year-old, we gave her the opportunity to watch the show, and she said no because she's not into that stuff. 11-year-old, she would have been on for it.
That's
awesome. She would have been on for it, but we won't allow her to watch it, nor will we allow my 8-year-old son to watch it. So my wife loves the show. When she you know, found out about the script and she got a hold of it, she was like, oh, this is good stuff.
I love it.
So she tuned in. She was hooked after the first show, just like
it.
I was. I'm a big fan.
Yes, and we are big fans of yours. Last question. So what's next for you? What's next for Irony Singleton?
I just got back from Toronto last week, and I finished a movie with Sandra Bullock. We did a backdoor pilot, meaning that it's going to serve as a movie and a pilot for a TV show at the same time. And it's called Sworn to Silence. It's based on the New York Times best-selling novel by Linda Castillo.
Oh, sweet.
And I play an officer by the name of Nichols, Officer Nichols.
Okay.
And we're on the search for a serial killer in a small Amish town in Ohio. So that's full of action, full of excitement. And I can't wait for you guys to see that one.
I can't wait.
March 16th, if I recall correctly, still stands as the date that my next movie, with Nicolas Cage, is called Seeking Justice.
Okay.
It has Nicolas Cage, January Jones, Guy Pearce starring in it with me. And it's called Seeking Justice, like I said. And I play a vigilante in the organization that's run by Guy Pearce. And we're trying to track down Nicolas Cage because he reneged on a promise that he made to us. I'm very excited about that. I have the Run for Your Lives event coming up Saturday, where I'll be there signing autographs and taking pictures and doing interviews and
all
that stuff. But a zombie 5K course race where people have to escape the zombies while completing this 5K course. So I'm excited about that. And then several, you know, quite a few events coming up too. Also, next week I'll be at New Jersey. And, you know, you can check my website for that stuff.
Sounds good. Oh, thank you for making the time to talk to me, Arnie. You are really amazing. I hope to talk to you again. I love seeing you on the show. And best of luck with everything.
Oh, thank you, Sister Makisha. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking time out. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hubby, I said thank you.
I will.
And for his question, too, I like that question.
I will tell him. He will love
talk
that.
To you in the near future.
You just made his day. You don't even know. Thank you, Arnie.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Want to thank our guest, Irony Singleton. He's awesome, right? I love him, T-Dog. Watch Walking Dead, people. Please. And I want to thank our sponsors, Think Thin Protein Bars. Visit thinkproductproducts.com. NPR West, the amazing Leo, engineer who makes miracles happen. You guys don't even know what kind of mountains he's moving behind the scenes. Production assistant and graphic artist and genius, Adam Janis. Thank you, Adam. Thank you for listening.